Hi everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I share from 30 years of experience in training leaders to wake up to their power, to access power daily, and to lead in power as they lead their life and their work. And today we're going to speak about living by the code. 23 years ago, I started my own business, and when I looked for a tagline under the logo of the business, I ended up putting something in Swedish, which in English basically means tell the truth. And it's been guiding me through all these years in my work with people, is to help people seek truth and speak truth. And sometimes it's to seek ultimate truth, meaning the principles that governs life and experience for all human beings. And sometimes it's about finding your personal truth, what's true for you in a situation. Now this has evolved, and nowadays I speak about it as living by a code. What does it mean to live by a code in your life? Well, many professions have a code they live by. My wife and business partner Fiona, she's a nurse by training. She moved out of the actual nursing profession and then became a leader and a director of hospitals in her career. But through all those years, there is a professional agreement to live by a certain code. In terms of nurses, it's like you treat every patient equally. You keep confidentiality, of course. You have your patient's best interest in your mind. And there is some other aspects, of course, to meeting people in the medical profession. There is a certain code of conduct. Psychologists have this. I think lawyers has it, many professions have agreements to live by. Now, I propose for anyone in life, especially any person who's leading in life, to consider taking on living by a code. And the code is very simple. Facts, feelings, focus, and fruits are the four steps of the code. You could also say real, raw, and relevant results. So let me explain. First of all, you seek the facts of a situation. You don't go to your opinions or shoulds, or you simply dig out and search for what are the facts of the situation. And then the second step is something people rarely do, is to ask themselves, well, how do I actually feel about this? Or if you talk to somebody else, help them see the facts, and then you ask them, well, how do you feel about this? And you'll notice people do not respond with their feelings. They go up in their head and start to talk about anything but their feelings. Third step, what's a relevant focus here? And focus doesn't just mean to look at something a certain way. Focus means, well, what do you actually want in the situation? And what's your focus in terms of taking action to impact the situation somehow? And out of that comes fruits or results. So I was on a call yesterday with a client, and I asked her a question that I'm going to ask you too right now. And the question is, well, what are you not doing that you absolutely know you should take action on or do? It's a great question for all of us. What are you not doing that you know, if you tell the truth, seek the truth and tell the truth to yourself, you actually know there's something you should take action on, but you're not taking action on it? It can be for a day, for a week, for a month, for a quarter. You are avoiding something, and you're not doing something that you know you actually should do. Well, she responded, well, I'm visiting my mom a lot and caring for my mom because my mom is unwell, and I know I should take time for myself and I should take care about myself better when I'm supporting my mom. I don't eat well and it doesn't really work for me. I don't take care of myself. Great, I said. So what you know to do that you're not doing is to take care of yourself differently when you stay with your mom's place and care for her. Yeah, absolutely. Especially I need to eat better. Good. How do you feel about that? I said. And then she started to respond with anything but her feelings. Well, it's very important to take care of yourself, because if I don't do that, blah, 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 blah. No, how do you feel? It didn't take much, and she responded with how she actually felt about the situation. And then I asked her, well, what's a relevant focus here then? And she looked and said, well, I think I need to communicate differently with my mom. And we talked about that and we expanded that, and then that grew into communicating in life to other people what I want and what I need, instead of adapting so much to other people's preferences. Or actually, she adapted to her thinking about other people's preferences, what she should do. So a simple little question: what are you not taking action on that you know you should take action on? Evolved from living by the code, from a small little question about a lunch when she lived at her mom's, to a conversation about how you actually feel in life when you're not true to yourself. And how do you feel in life? Raw feelings. When you actually take yourself seriously and tell the truth about what you want. And how you feel about taking action on what you want. And then looking for what's the focus I can carry in my life to live up to the level of truth that I actually know it's good for me. So this was a short intro to living by the code. There is lots more to speak about this. But when you get the code in place, you have like a compass or a guide. You always know where to turn. And in making decisions, you always have a frame to look from. What's the real facts? What are the raw feelings? What's the relevant focus about this? And then you have results or fruits from that work. So I'll be podcasting daily, supporting leaders to wake up to power in their life, to have access to power daily, and to lead in power as you lead yourself and your life. Thanks for listening. Welcome back tomorrow.